Brooklyn Bridge, City Hall.
You're on the number 4 train, heading to downtown Manhattan. Two disaffected teens are riding in your car. One male, one female. And you eavesdrop.
Things are going to end, Emily. Things are going to stop happening. She bit her lip and watched him for a while. Then she crossed her arms and nodded. When? He'd meant to tell her the hour and the minute exactly, but something held him back. Soon, he said. He made his voice kinder. Very soon. Today. Okay, she said. She put her hands in her back pockets. Okay, Heller. Today it is.
Heller is William Heller, and he prefers to be called Lowboy, the title of John Ray's new book, his third. Ray's been dubbed one of the best young novelists by Granta Magazine, and he joins me now. Hi there, John Ray.
Hi, Jackie. Nice to be here.
Introduce us to Lowboy. Who is he, and why has he brought Emily, his quasi-girlfriend, down into the subway?
Well, Lowboy is a 16-year-old boy who suffers from paranoid schizophrenia and who recently has escaped from the institution where he was being treated. And he believes that the world is about to end and that he alone holds the key to the planet's salvation. That's his particular delusion. And he's sought out his former high school sweetheart, Emily, in the hope of enlisting her in his quest.
And somehow his connection to Emily is going to save the planet. Nothing too minor.
No. Lowboy actually is convinced that the only way that he can save the planet is by cooling down his own overheating adolescent body. In other words, he believes that he has to lose his virginity in order to rescue the world.
He says, I want to cool down and open like a flower.
Yeah.
Your novel unfolds during the course of a single day, and the plot is one of pursuit, of Lowboy trying to carry out his master plan before the authorities can stop him. What's the relationship between the style, the sort of staccato way they're talking, the thriller style, mm-hmm. and the state of schizophrenia?
Well, that's something that I arrived at after doing a lot of research into schizophrenia and also visiting a number of psychiatric wards. I was smuggled in, actually, by someone that I was lucky enough to meet. I was introduced to the staff as a med student and got to spend almost a week accompanying this doctor on his rounds.
Really?
Very quietly, yeah, and just observing. And that was incredibly informative.
Was it what you heard in mental hospitals that gave you the impetus for writing about schizophrenia like this?
I think it was a combination of many things. I always say that in writing a novel, one needs to do research until one reaches the point at which one feels comfortable making things up. And I think that my portrait of Lowboy actually is largely imaginary. I tried to begin not with a mentally ill character who was interesting particularly because of his symptoms, but rather to begin with a normal person and imagine what a normal person with very common emotions and ideas might do if confronted with the types of delusions that the character of Lowboy is confronted with.
I'd like you to read a passage of Lowboy's racing thoughts. He's on a mysterious subway platform where he thinks he's going to carry out his final act.
Seven arches led to a Moorish staircase. Seven led away. The glazed florets as pale as palm prints. The platform as symmetrical as the moon. 3x3 skylights set with amethyst glass. Tiles green as tidewater, yellow as teeth. The number of steps and arches solemnly reckoned by mystics. 7 for Christ Jesus, 3 for the Trinity. 16 for the newest child martyr. Lowboy opened his eyes wide and stretched his arms up to the ceiling in Hosanna. The platform had been expecting him since April of 1904.
So you actually wrote this book, unbelievably, while you were riding the subway, or big chunks of it while you were
riding
the subway?
That's true. Bizarre as that sounds, that is how I did it. For some reason, almost like an overeager 70s method actor, I just thought that maybe I could write more vividly about the subway when I was actually sitting on a subway car with my laptop in my lap and looking around me as intensely as I could. It wasn't the most pleasant experience, but it did sort of promote a certain kind of low-level paranoia in me that I think was actually helpful in inhabiting the consciousness of an actively schizophrenic teenager.
As you were doing this method writing, is there anybody who stood out particularly?
Anyone that I met on the mm-hmm. subway? There was one character who went on to appear in my book as the Dutchman. I think he must be almost 7 feet tall. He's thin as a rail, and he is the most amazing source of conspiracy theory you could ever encounter. Many of the funniest quotes in the novel were taken verbatim from his own lips. Mm-hmm. For example, when he says that if you're ever buying a house, you need to make sure to spend an entire night there to check it for ectoplasmic activity. That's a direct quote from this character.
There's such a wide imagination that Lowboy has, and you really had empathy because you know he's hearing voices, seeing things other people don't see. Lowboy poses one question over and over. He says, "Why was I born?" And at one point he says to his girlfriend, "There has to be a reason, Emily. Otherwise, why this sickness?"
That's true. A common symptom of schizophrenics, particularly those who are suffering from something called delusions of reference, is to believe that everything that they experience has a purpose and a reason, that there are forces at work. In a way, that's very empowering to them because they feel as though they have tremendous significance. And without that feeling, their situation might be even bleaker than it is.
You know, you can't help but kind of fall for Lowboy. He has such a great imagination, and he's so observant, and he's, in his own way, really selfless.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it would be more interesting to write a character who is actually extremely likable and more importantly, understandable. You know, I think there are so many depictions of the mentally ill and schizophrenics in particular in our culture that are so exploitative and so simplistic. A schizophrenic is dragged out by every slasher movie when they don't want to have to explain the motivations of their characters. And naive as this might sound, I actually was hoping that maybe readers of my novel would maybe get a slightly different perspective and a more human perspective on schizophrenia than they might otherwise have had.
John Ray. His new novel is called Lowboy. John Ray, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Jackie. It's been a pleasure.
It's NPR News.